Today, we're going to be talking about something that is going to separate you from everybody else, increase your income, and make you a superstar amongst your peers and your clients. Welcome to another episode of the Trepreneur Show. My name's Patrick Summers, host of the Trepreneur Show. Tanya Priest joining me today, riding shotgun. This episode. How you doing?
Doing good. How are you?
Fantastic.
Awesome. Great day. Look at you. You're fantastic.
So we've been rolling through these summer episodes, right? Mm-hmm. And we kind of started with the being an advisor versus a technician and then presenting some options, how to present options, and then how to turn over properly. And now, today, if you do all of that correctly, you're going to get what you get, right? You're going to increase your opportunity and your conversion rates. And as I said before in previous episodes, your client satisfaction is going to go up. Your callbacks are going to go down. Your self-fulfillment is going to be greater. And you'll make more money. Your income will go up. Now, for a lot of people, that's where it stops. They get that really dialed in.
Right.
And then, where do they drop the ball? Where does it fall apart? Tanya, I'm going to let you answer that. Let's see if you're going to stay on point here.
Oh, trust me. I know what it is. It's the gold dust. It's follow-up. It's the follow-up. That's where everybody tends to fall behind there.
Yeah, so follow-up is critical, and it's one of the most overlooked aspects of really a lot of things. Whether you're selling shoes in a store, you're a car salesperson, you're a car mechanic, whether you're an esthetician, whether you're a HVAC tech, whatever it is, too often, especially in the trades, we allow the transaction to end when we leave the house, right, or when the customer leaves the store or the salon or the dealership. Too many times, that's where it ends. And the reality is, there is tremendous opportunity in following up.
Oh, yeah.
Would you agree?
Oh, absolutely. I was all about follow-up.
You were actually really good with the follow-up side of it. You could close in the home, but you were actually much better the long game, the follow-up, meaning a lot of your income came from sales where at the kitchen table, it was a no.
Right.
Or I have to think about it. Mm-hmm. Or, you know, I've got a whatever. Talk to the cousin in Guam, right, that knows somebody, right? But you stayed in it. And I don't think a lot of people, well, I know for a fact, because I see it happen every single day, don't stay in it. Why do you think that is?
They're just moving on to the next thing. So they're just wanting to move on to the next sale, to the next lead. For me, it was about genuinely like creating relationships with my clients. It was about making sure that all their questions were answered. And when it comes to, on my end, HVAC systems, it's a huge investment. So that's a lot of money to spend. You have to trust the person that you're talking to. You want to make sure, you know, for me, that they were comfortable in purchasing.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, and here's the amazing thing. I'm going to put on my spectacles here because I actually got these facts written down because I want to make sure I get them right. And here's the amazing thing. Check this out. 80% of sales require 5 follow-ups after the initial quote or contact. Now, here's the kicker. 44% of salespeople give up after just 1 follow-up.
That's huge. And that is a huge number.
I see it all the time. I see it all the time. 80% of sales require 5 follow-ups after the initial quote or contact, but 44% of salespeople give up after just 1. Now imagine if you are that professional that's going out into the home, or again, you might be at a dealership, you might be at a retail outlet, whatever it is, after that contact, if they're going other places or they're having other people give them estimates, 44% of the competition cancels themselves out after just 1 follow-up.
That's insane. That's a huge number, Patrick.
60% of customers say no 4 times before saying yes, but 92% of reps stop after the 4th touch. Now, listen, I will tell you, when I sold cars, that was one of the things they stressed. You've got to get yeses. You've got to get yeses. And the yeses weren't necessarily to close the deal because you weren't in close yet. You were still in the sales cycle, right? But in that sales cycle, you were getting them to say yes. So an example would be, listen, this car comes with a driver's side and passenger side airbags. When I was selling cars, they didn't have them anywhere else but the driver. But this is also one of the highest rated cars for safety. Is safety something that matters to you and your family? Yes, of course. You've got a yes. Now, that's not a yes in the close, but you're getting the yeses. You're asking questions, and you're getting them to start agreeing with you.
Right.
Right? You're walking them down that path. Now, again, you're not in the close cycle. You're in the sales cycle, but you're building that behavior.
Yeah.
Companies that follow up within an hour of lead submission are 7 times more likely to qualify the lead and 60% more likely to convert it than companies that wait 24 hours. That's where the term, you know, speed to lead.
Yes.
You hear me. I run around here speed to lead all the time. Speed to lead, speed to lead, speed to lead. Because especially if it comes through the internet, like through your website or some means like that, they're more than likely the customer is sending that out to multiple people. Right. And if you're using one of these lead services like Angie's, is it Angie's List now still or Angie's something? They changed it. Now it's just Angie's. She got rid of her list. So what they're doing is they're sending out to a bunch of people. Right. But even the ones that are just coming to your website, especially if they have an immediate need, they're going to everybody and they're going to respond to who responds to them first. And there is such a it drives me crazy how slow people can be to respond to those, the urgency that they do not have in responding. And I'll get it. I was, we called them. There was no answering. What I want to hear is I've called them 65 times. I've emailed them 25 and I text them 43 and I haven't had a response. My response would be like, keep going.
Right. Right.
But the other question is, well, how quickly did you respond to that? Because right here, it tells you that speed to lead matters, right? 50% of buyers go with the vendor that stays in contact consistently throughout the decision-making process. Hey, I left the home. Like, well, they're going to think about it. Well, they got to talk to their whoever, right? Oh, they can't make up their mind. They don't know if they're going to finance or write a check or use their credit card. I hear that from a sales professional. I'm like, you're not a professional. Because a professional knows that their job is to help them make that decision.
Right.
It's to help them walk. They just gave you a stall. Your job is to help them see the options, the pros and cons of walking through the decision. What's even worse is they don't know if they're going to go with this system or this system. What don't they know about? It's like, you should walk them through. Right. And, you know, If you follow Weldon Long at all, he's a big fan of like, no is acceptable. You can say no. And I believe that too. That's one in our options. If I would say like, listen, I'm going to give you several options. One of the things you can do is tell me no.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
So only 2% of sales happen on the first contact. That means 98% are left on the table if you don't follow up. In HVAC and plumbing, the average homeowner gets 2 to 3 quotes, but the company that follows up first and consistently is 80% more likely to win the job. I'm going to say that again. If you're watching, look me in the eyes. If you're listening, tell everybody in the vehicle or the wherever you're in the office to be quiet and listen. In HVAC and plumbing, the average homeowner gets 2 to 3 quotes. But the company that follows up first and consistently is up to 80% more likely to win the job. Oh, really? Patrick, like, okay, what's the source? Your notes? Angie Home Advisor Behavior Studies. They did the study. They have data. They have data. They know the data. There it is right there, black and white. Most contractors follow up once or not at all, which means not doing just a little better makes you stand out massively. That's from Service Titan and Contractor Commerce Report. So listen, the follow-up, the gold is in the follow-up. The gold is in the follow-up. So many times we want the whole shebang. We want the big sale. And look, the big sales, the big things, they're fantastic. They're awesome.
Right.
But you don't build something great by only having great things. It's the little things.
Right.
Think of, let's go back to, I always like to use the sports analogy. Let's go back to football. Football, they say, is a game of inches, right? It's blocking and tackling. It's inches. Now, we all love to watch the NFL, right? Those amazing passes, those amazing runs. They're fantastic to watch. And they can sometimes be a big shift in a game.
Right.
The energy for the fans, the team. But the really, how many times do you see those big plays and the team still loses? Right? Because it's the ones that can block and tackle, that can run the fundamentals, and can move the ball down the field consistently. That's sales. Right. That's sales through and through.
Right.
You're going to get that big sale. You're going to get that huge one. You're going to get, you know, that run. But at the end of the day, they're all not going to come easy. So I really want to stress the importance of the follow-up, because some of those, you know, moving the ball down the field sales are the follow-up. They come in the follow-up. And the competition's not doing it. The competition's not doing it. You just saw the statistics. And I know there's more statistics out there, because of the 44 that only follow up one time, okay, how many never follow up? 44% don't follow up after one time, but how many never follow up? And you've got to have a plan to follow up. You can't do it haphazardly. And here's the thing. If you're using a CRM, I know personally, I could tell you from ServiceTitan, that there's great follow-up function, whether you're a technician, a sales professional, or inside in the office. ServiceTitan has this amazing follow-up function. Here's the catch. It only works if you work it. It only works if you work it. And sales professionals, listen, I'm telling you, I've talked about AI in the past. AI is real. AI is here. AI is going to be closing more deals than you. But they're not going to close the deals at the kitchen table. They're not going to close the deals that you're running. They'll let you have that. AI is like, you know what? Let them have that. Because I'm going to close the deals that they don't close and don't follow up on. And I'm going to automate it. And I'm going to get this going. And I'm going to be consistent and ruthless. And I'm going to close those deals. And the reality is, you could be closing those deals. I watch sales professionals. They'll go to a morning meeting. They'll go to a morning training. And then they'll go to a sales office and they'll sit and they'll talk. You know, they'll talk. Right. It's kind of like, I once told one of the sales guys, I said, listen, if I was in sales, if I was on the sales team that you're a member of, you would hate me. And this looked like, I said, look, it would be nothing personal, but I want to talk to you. Because you just do this a lot. I don't have time for that. I would be coming in, picking up the phone, and following up. And then I'd probably ask if I could have follow-up on your leads, mm-hmm. since you're not. Right? But follow-up has to be done consistently, daily. You have to experiment with different times. You have to get into your routine. It has to be a science. And then you have to have your scripts. You have to know what works, what doesn't work. I've talked to some salespeople. They're amazing at follow-ups, and they're amazing at getting referrals, right? They're amazing at getting referrals. So they master the follow-ups, they master the referrals. If you can do that, look, if you're not hungry, if you're not doing the follow-ups and referrals, it tells me you're making a lot of money. Now, a lot of money might be an amount of money that I think is not a lot of money. And most people don't think it's a lot of money. But to you, it's a lot of money. So you came in, you start making this money, and you get comfortable. You get complacent. You know? And some of you may not like hearing what I'm saying, but it's true. I see it every single day. I talk to people. You see it on social media even. Right? Oh, woe is me. You know? Yeah, you can go out, you can make a lot of money when leads are handed to you. Look, sales is a game of numbers. You get enough leads, you're going to close some, whether you're good at sales or not. But if you study your craft and you master the follow-up and you master the close and you stop selling when you're in the close, and know when you have to go back to the sale or get out of the sale and go to the close. When you can get those things mastered, you think you're making money now, you'll go to a level you've never, ever experienced. But it's just like these statistics. The majority of people won't do it because they're comfortable.
It's crazy.
They're comfortable. They're like, I'm like, listen, if you could make, I don't know, you're making six figures. Let's say you could, let's say you're making $250,000 a year. But if you did this, this, and this, you could most likely double what you're making. You could make triple what you're making. How many would do it? The majority wouldn't. You know why? Because it's like they're going to have to change something they're doing now or not doing now, right?
You know, out of the comfort zone.
I remember going to an awards dinner. It was for all these sales professionals in the trades in the United States. And there was this kid. He had made just shy of $1 million. Just shy of $1 million selling HVAC. Now, that is way more than most people.
Oh, yeah.
Why? Like, what's he doing different? He's not just running the leads he's getting. And the leads he is running, he's going above and beyond. I looked at our board and our company, a lead that was ran. The first thing I always look at is how much time was spent on the job.
Right.
You know? And then if you talk to a salesperson about the, you know, this was, then they start telling you all the stuff that the customer said, and then they accept it, right? So sales is challenging. Sales is difficult. We're all in sales. For a lot of you guys out there that are in the trades that I know, you're phenomenal salespeople because you're married. I mean, please, that's the best sales job you ever did. So you can definitely sell. You can definitely build value in what you do. But are you content where you're at? Do you want more? Are you willing to do what it takes to have more? I mean, it's there. But the follow-up, guys, build yourself a system. Get yourself a system for follow-up. Know when you're going to follow up each day. Have a target. How many follow-up calls am I going to do a day? How many emails am I going to send? Are you sending a handwritten thank you card after you run a lead so that it's in the mail the same day? Well, you would do this. I would say, listen, Tanya, when you run a lead, why don't you come back and get me to shoot a video to text to the homeowner?
Yeah, it was awesome.
And you'll do it occasionally. You didn't do it as like, I'm like, I'm willing to do this anytime you want, and I'll get as creative as you want. And when you did it,
it worked.
It worked.
Yeah.
And I tell it to all the salespeople, technicians. If you want me as the CEO of the company to say, hey, man, thank you for the opportunity to be in the home. I really appreciate, you know, you allow us an opportunity to earn your business. I hope Tanya did a great job for you. If there's anything I can assist you with, any assistance you need, any questions you may have, feel free to email me. Patrick@callthegeneral.com, and then I would give my cell phone number.
Right.
Just like, I'm okay. Call me.
Yeah.
Right? Call me. If I can help you do business with us, call me. And then you'd send that. So listen, the follow-up, again, is critical. And if you really want to be a difference maker, if you really want to make a difference in your income, and again, client satisfaction, you got to take care of your clients because they're going to give you referrals if you do it.
That is right.
If you want to know some of the techniques that work, that separate you, that make you stand out, we're going to share them with you. Just not today. You're going to have to tune into the next episode. Find out how to be a champion at follow-up and getting referrals. Until next time, thanks for watching us and listening to us. Wherever you can find podcasts, and we're on YouTube. Trapreneur Show, thanks for the support.